From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House says President Obama will sign a bill restoring unemployment benefits for millions of jobless Americans as soon as it reaches his desk today. The House is expected to pass the measure early this afternoon after it cleared the Senate last evening. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the relief will benefit people who've been out of work for at least 6 months.
These are people who have tried and tried and tried to find work, who scour job listings, who send out resumes, who fill out applications, who go to interviews, but haven't had any luck for weeks and months, and in some cases, multiple years.
Republican lawmakers have opposed the bill because they wanted the cost to be offset by spending cuts. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits is up, increasing more than expected last week. Economist Hugh Johnson with Johnson Illington Advisors says the numbers add to a cloudy picture of job market conditions.
They seem to have stalled out. We're not getting the improvement of the declines that we thought we'd see.
Johnson says last week's jump in claims reverses a decline the previous week. The government's Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP for short, the program that has bailed out banks and some homeowners, is getting only mixed grades from oversight officials who've testified on Capitol Hill. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what is the overall grade for TARP?
It's working in some ways, not in others, Craig. Elizabeth Warren heads the Congressional Oversight Panel for TARP, and she says TARP has definitely kept the U.S. out of an economic death spiral and that that's very important to note. She says big bailed-out banks have paid off much of their loan amounts and that they're recovering, but she says smaller banks got their funds more slowly and many of them are having trouble paying them back. Now, she also says the small banks face a looming commercial real estate loan crisis, which could then hurt small businesses.
The health of the small banks is directly related to the health of small businesses. Small banks that are constrained, small banks that are under financial pressure are not small banks that are able to support small business lending.
And small businesses create most jobs, so their health and their ability to borrow is considered key to a broad economic recovery, Craig.
Any other highlights from the hearing, Paul?
Well, the special inspector for the Home Mortgage Modification Program says it's not helping nearly enough people because the Treasury Department has not set specific goals and performance benchmarks. A Treasury official tells the New York Times that criticism is exaggerated.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. A tropical storm system bearing down on the Gulf of Mexico. It's prompting BP to halt temporarily work on efforts to kill the blown-out well on the sea floor. BP's Senior Vice President Kent Wells says a plug has been placed in the closest relief well.
We set that as another barrier, so neither anything can flow up or down past that plug. It's just another barrier so that if we do have to leave, we have multiple barriers in the place of the well.
This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is criticizing Vietnam on the government's human rights record. Clinton listed several concerns, including attacks on religious groups, intolerance of dissent, and the recent jailing of democracy advocates. Clinton has had some good words of praise for the country and its people.
Vietnam, with its extraordinary dynamic population, is on the path to becoming a great nation with an unlimited potential.
Clinton speaking in Hanoi today. Two American troops have been killed in Afghanistan when their helicopter crashed in the southern part of that country. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul the Taliban are claiming to have shot the aircraft down.
The helicopter went down in Helmand province, which remains a Taliban stronghold despite several years of intensive military action there by British and American forces. The summer fighting season is in full swing as NATO troops, along with Afghan soldiers, push into areas of the south that are considered beyond the reach of the Kabul government and under de facto Taliban control. July is on track to match June as the deadliest month for international forces here since the 2001 invasion. NATO officials in Kabul say they expected the increase in casualties because of an influx of 30,000 additional American troops, which has allowed a much higher pace of offensive operations. They also report killing or capturing hundreds of insurgent fighters and commanders in recent weeks. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
At least five people are dead in California after a Greyhound bus slammed into a highway divider just outside Fresno early this morning. A number of other people were injured. California Highway Patrol says the bus driver was swerving to avoid another crash. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.